I just want to let you know, if you are visiting with us, our pastors are not normally dressed like that. There are a few of them that think they do embody those superheroes. No, I want to give you two scriptures today that kind of hub up where we are as a church. They drive us to where we're going. How many of you all understand the vision of Hillview Heights Church? If you're a guest of Hillview today, you came on a great day. Because you know what? If it was the first of the year and I was considering getting involved in a church, I would want to know exactly what that church was about, wouldn't you? I wish I could tell you that all churches are the same. They're not. All churches should have this same common vision. We live and breathe so that somebody else might know Jesus. Now, why is that ultimately important? As a pastor, I'm knocked around a little bit by some of my colleagues, and they say, Ayers, you're just an evangelist. I accept that. Here's what I realized a long time ago. When you stand before Jesus, He's not going to ask you what religious book you read. He's not going to ask you what church you attended. He's not going to ask you what translation of the Bible you were a part of. But He is going to ask you this. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that He died on a cross to forgive you of your sins? Do you know that He was resurrected on the third day? And have you chosen to follow Jesus? That is the driving message of the church of Jesus Christ. So I want you to go with me to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. What's Hillview about? Well, here's the commitment point. We want you to know Jesus. Now, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. That's a tough mission. I'm going to tell you about Hillview. Hillview's not an easy church, is it, Gary? You've been around. If y'all are looking for an easy church, and you're looking for a church you're going to be comfortable in, and if you're looking for a church where you're going to feel real good about everything that goes on, watch this. We're not it. We're not it. Because you see, we're on a mission. We believe that every living soul needs to hear about Jesus Christ. What about you guys? Every living, breathing soul needs to hear about Jesus Christ. And guess what? Hillview's a crazy church because it's always growing. And guess what that means? You may have to give up your seat. Your parking place will be taken. It'll be uncomfortable for you for just a moment. But guess what? Somebody else will go to heaven. Here's what I know. If you stand before Jesus without knowing Jesus, you're in big trouble. But if you stand before Jesus knowing Jesus, heaven awaits you. Isn't that good news? Look at Matthew chapter 28. Let's see how important this was to God. Now, for those of you that would like to grow and mature in the faith, I want you to know that you will be deeply concerned about others being saved if you're a mature Christian. I hear a lot of people tell me, Pastor Steve, I want to move in the deeper things of faith. Well, if you want to move in the deeper things of faith, then go share your faith with somebody. That's about as deep as it gets. That you would love another human being with such intensity that you too would want them to be connected with where you are spiritually. In fact, maturity is this. I can love someone past my own desires. I have found this to be a code word. Deep spiritual maturity is, Pastor, tell me what I want to hear. Pastor, give me a faith where I can have some spiritual words but never have to be involved in God's spiritual action. How many of you are excited to know that Jesus came with more than words? Yeah. He came with loving action. And look at what happens here. Matthew chapter 28. He tells His disciples after it's all over. He's been crucified and now He's resurrected. And Jesus gives these final departing words. The words of commission to His church. And look what He says. All authority on heaven and earth, in heaven and earth, on heaven and earth, through heaven and earth has been given to who? Me. And I want you to hear the words. You ready? He tells them, go, go. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. How many of you all find it's pretty important to God that everybody hears the gospel? That's the mission. That's the mission. Hillview, I want to tell you. That's our mission. Let me kind of go over it real practically. Guess what? It's not the job of the congregation to worry about who's on staff in this church. That's not your job. That's my job. It's my job to make sure that we have a staff that's fulfilling that mission. Your job is to make sure that, guess what? That baptistry's moving. And if that baptistry's moving and you're seeing people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and you're seeing new life in the congregation, guess what? Then we're doing what we're supposed to do. Does that make sense? I want you to be very careful. Don't ever fall in love and come to church because of a staff person here at Hillview. We have young staff people. What do you think is eventually going to happen to them? They're going to go out because they're empowered by this driving force right here, and they'll be pastoring other churches throughout this community and throughout this nation that are doing what? Leading people to Jesus Christ. At Hillview, we're committed to a vision, not to people. That's why we stay together. It's a vision. Hillview, I'm going to be honest. Do you think you're going to like everything that goes on in a church? No. Tony, I pastor the place and I don't like everything that goes on. Guess what? You all may not believe this. Elizabeth does not like everything that I do. I know that's hard for many of you to comprehend. But you know what? She doesn't leave when she doesn't like something. Guess what she does? She says, are we on vision of our marriage? Same thing with God here. Church, are we doing what God's called us to do? The question is not, am I happy with what's going on? The question is, are we doing what God's called us to do? I want to tell you, Hillview, I'm proud of you folks. I love you. Miss Pinkerton, I'm going to tell you right here in public, right here on this altar, thank you for being a woman of grace. And I'm so glad that you did what Jesus said and just didn't want to have it your way. I'm glad you're not a Burger King Christian. Watch this. Miss Pink didn't grow up with rock and roll music. But she said, if a rock and roll church will reach them for Jesus, rock on. It was in 93 that Aileen Pinkerton stood up on her chair as I had some people who were all upset because it wasn't going their way. And she pointed her finger at us and said, now listen, I changed everything I thought about church. And I'm a lot older than the rest of you. So if I can suck it up a whole lot, I know y'all can suck it up a little bit. And guess what? We went on. Now that's the kind of attitude. Watch this. I'm so glad Miss Pink wasn't like a regular church member, aren't you? Here's what a regular church member would have done. Well, is everybody happy? You know, I've read the Bible, and that's one thing that Jesus never asked. He never walked to his disciples and said, boys, are y'all all happy? Jesus never asked this. How do you all feel today? Jesus never asked this. Let's take a vote on what we need to do today. Jesus went and did it and became it. And he lived out God's passionate mission so that you and I might be in heaven with him. That's pretty passionate. So I pray that you will light your passionate fires and you'll want to go do this. Go and tell them, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you, what? Always. That's our mission here at Hillview. How many of y'all can live with that mission? We want to see people get saved. We're crazy. We're so crazy. Here's what we believe. Jesus will love you. Put it bottom line, Jesus will love the hell out of you. How many of y'all are glad about that? Some of you are going, did he just cuss? No, I'm telling you the truth. How many of y'all got a little hell in you? How many of y'all got a lot of hell in you? Okay, good. At least you're honest. How many of y'all realize no matter how much hell you got in you, Jesus Christ can love it out of you? That's the power of God, man. We want that to flow in this place. All right, you ready? Now flip over there to the 22nd chapter of Matthew. It's all in Matthew. And it's the 22nd chapter, the 37th verse. Jesus was asked, what's the bottom line? Raj, I'm kind of a bottom line guy. You know what I mean? What's the bottom line? Jesus was asked, what's the bottom line? By the religious leaders. Gabe had all these religious people, and they wanted to find out. You know, they said, Jesus, we got all these commandments, all these laws. We have followed them. He said, now what's the greatest of all of them? I want you to see it was passion. Here's what Jesus said. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. If you're going to follow God, you will be passionate and you will be three-dimensional. You will love God with all your heart. That's who you are, will love God. You will love God with your mind. You'll study. You'll look. You'll think. You can see God in everything. I love hanging around my intellectual friends. I love it when they try to use their intellect to disprove God. I love it when I ask them, well, how do you deal with the quantum? I said, I know that you all studied, and we have a unified force of energy. We have a constant vibration of everything that is created. Does that sound like that sound of God may still be vibrating every fragment and every molecule of creation? It's interesting to me that the world is built on kinetic energy, and that the first energy source I have reckon of in the text is that God said, vibration, let there be light, and there was light. God still what? Vibrating His love to us. Love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your what? Body, who you are. And then guess what he said? And the second commandment is just like the first commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with everything that you're about. And love people with the same intensity. Guys, that's what Hillview's built on. Y'all understand? Give me a head nod or something that you've got it, okay? Barry Lindsay, we haven't changed our vision. You've been here since the beginning. You were married in this church. You made people cry in the way that you gave your wedding vows with such passion. Remember that? That's been a while back now. God's not going to leave us. How many of y'all got this vision down? Ms. Pink, we hadn't changed the vision in 16 years, have we? And really, we haven't changed the vision since 1957, when you were a little younger woman and had kids running around in a basement. And you said, let's meet together and let's pray together and let's worship together. And Ms. Pink, did you ever envision from your basement that you would be sitting in a church that reached thousands of people? So here's the way I look at it. If Ms. Pink can change that much, how about the rest of us? Guess what? 5 years from now, the music's going to be different. Good news for those of you all that like hymns. I was in a wedding a couple weeks ago. Younger generation, new generation coming in, and they were singing a lot of the old traditional hymns. It all comes back around. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want to get you to the core of Hillview. Please, never get caught up in the peripheral and lose the mission of the vision. And I want you to know, I don't care who you are or who you think you are. When you think it's about you, you have biblically gone off track. And go read the Bible, really study it. Every disciple that quit looking at Jesus got off track. Peter wasn't the only disciple to sink. Judas sank too. And they were all scattered when they quit looking at Jesus. But after the resurrection, when they started looking at Jesus once again, they were all brought back to what? Together. Let's keep the main thing in all we do. Yeah? Got a big vision. First of all, I want you to pray this. First prayer for this year, that we would be willing to expand who we are in the kingdom. Is that cool? I mean, y'all can pray that. God, I would be willing to do whatever you want to do in my life. That'll expand you. Number two, we keep our heart for people that don't know Jesus. That means this. Yeah, invite people constantly to church so they can hear about Jesus. Here's the third thing. We're going to get ridiculously crazy again. I've been kind of chilled out the past 2 years. I'm too young to be chilled out. Here's what I believe. Brother, I believe that on January, the last Sunday of this month, right here in this church, live in Bowling Green, Kentucky, we can see 100 people baptized right here from this baptistry. What do you think, brother? You think we can do that? I think we can do that. Y'all believe we can do that? You know how we're going to do that? Guess what? That's not going to happen in here. That's going to happen in our daily lives when we wake up as followers of Jesus and we begin to tell people, this is what's important in my life. This is why I follow Jesus Christ. I can't emphasize to you all enough the importance of sharing your faith. Here's why. Nobody's doing it anymore. That became too old-fashioned for the new trendy church. We would rather have our lights and our Shazam and our celebrity pastors now.
we just kind of think the old rugged cross and the old empty tomb and the ruggedness of the whole message, the offense of sin, that's just not popular in our current culture. But let me tell you what, that's still what it's about, is that you and I are disconnected from God. And praise be to Jesus, He has connected us with His grace. He loves us so much, He does not want any of us to be in hell. He has forgiven all of us. He will come into any person's life. He will save them and bring them new life forevermore. That's the gospel. And He wants us to be telling that, living that, and loving people with that. Is this made sense today? How many of y'all got this today? How many of y'all feel a little vibration today and say, hey, God can use me in it? All right, well, let's stand together. At 9:30, I'm going to ask you to do something. Listen, if we're going to grow, if we're going to continue to move on, if we're going to continue to see God do great things, we're going to have to do some stuff that may make us uncomfortable. Today, how many of y'all know we got people in the auditorium today? We got people in this worship center today that need to meet the marvelous grace of Jesus. Well, guess what? Grab each other's hands. Second part of the C, remember? We're in this to what? Together. Go ahead and grab a hand. Go ahead and bring it across the aisles. We're going to have a little altar time here today. We've kicked it up a little bit, gotten a little crazy today. Isn't that great? If you were single today and you wanted to meet that person, God worked it out at altar time for you. Amen? You ready? Here we go. Now look, it's what the church looks like together. I want you to come pray at the altar today. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I want you to come ask Him to forgive you of your sins. If you've never been baptized, guess what? God has forgiven you of your sins, and you ought to say, you know what? I'm going to declare that to everybody. How many of y'all right now, as you hold the hand of another person, you can think of somebody that needs Jesus? Okay, now listen, I'm not going to scare you. Y'all know me. I'm your pastor. I love you, but I am going to shoot you straight. If God blew the trumpet today, where would your friend end up? You see, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There's a real hell and there's a real heaven. And people that fall in love with Jesus go to heaven. And people that don't fall in love with Jesus don't go to heaven. And we're a church that wants everybody to go to heaven. Is that cool? And we'll be ridiculous to make sure they hear Jesus' message. We'll send Dr. Evil in that we might hear clearly what we're supposed to be about doing. I'm going to ask you today to come pray at this altar together. I have a dream. What would it be like if we had to push the chairs back because we were all praying together? And we said, I'm going to be in this together. You want to have some real friends at Hillview Heights Church? Well, start going to Bible study together and start praying together and start talking in worship and looking at your neighbor in worship and say, you know what? Together, Jesus is going to do something great in our life. Together. That's the kingdom of God, man. It's real. Right now, somebody's going to come to know Jesus. And let's pray. How many of y'all would come and pray and say, God, we want to see 100 baptisms? I think we got a low figure there, but we're going to start there, okay? And I know some of you are going to go, well, Pastor Steve, you shouldn't set numbers. Yeah, I know you're the same people that think participation's worth something. I don't play to participate. I play to win the championship. I follow Jesus. He didn't stay dead on a cross. He rose from the grave. The words of our Bible are not participation. They're overcoming. That means we don't have to stay like we are. So pray with me right now. Hear Jesus. Jesus, thank you for being in this place. Thank you for being on this altar. And right now, Lord, we call people forth in your name. Father, if anybody here needs to invite you into their life for the first time, right now, may they pray these words. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. It doesn't matter what you've drank or what you've smoked or where you've been, but it matters that you receive Jesus' forgiveness into your life. And then you'll be new forever. You've heard that today. If you need to do that, come forward and we want to pray with you. Maybe you've already done that and you need to be baptized. And you need to come and say, I'm going to square up and be baptized today. Maybe today you need to come and say, Lord Jesus, please, Lord Jesus, use my life in a great way. Lord Jesus. Maybe you need to come and say, Lord, keep me focused in the church. Sometimes I've made it about other things besides people coming to know you. And Lord, I forgive me for that. How many of y'all would just come and pray? You'd be faithful to just come and pray today and say, God, I don't know what's going to happen. You do. I'm going to trust you with it. Well, right now, this altar is open, and you come as God leads you right now. Come and let God speak to your heart. All right, guess what? This altar is open. Come on, 9:30. Y'all like to stand a little bit. Try praying this year. Kneeling down here, praying with your families, praying with folks. This altar is open. Come on. If you need to be baptized, come on. If you need to ask Jesus in your life, come on. If you just need to come and pray for healing, come on. Do everything but stand there today for a moment, okay? Come on, let's move a little bit. Church is about moving, man. It's not about standing. It's about moving with the promises. Standing on what God said, moving in what God can do. Thank you. Come on and pray. Come on. As people are coming, if you need to talk about baptism, you need to ask Christ in your life. Come on right now. Let Him have you. Let Him have you. Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm going to let you have me. Lord Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Lord Jesus, I'm going to believe you. Lord Jesus, I'm going to start out a new year with a new life forever and ever. Come on, let Jesus have you. Let Jesus have you.